Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is December 16th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. We've all known that Google Maps has incorporated train timetables for a bit now, but it never took an account of all the delays that go on with those trains. But folks in the UK, well, now you can rejoice, because Google Maps will now warn you about UK train delays. That's right, they've added real-time national rail data to its travel app. So say there's something wrong with the train on that particular line, well, the app does something kind of cool. It should reflect automatically and give you some alternate routes to take. You can also swipe around the map and tap any UK rail station to review the next departures. Best of all, it's all free. Gotta love the information and technology we can get nowadays. Would be nice, though, if they would just adapt that to making things more on time. I think I'm dreaming, though. Comment allez-vous? Guten Tag. Mabuhay. You don't know what I'm saying, do you? But if you didn't catch that, well, maybe we'll just have that conversation on Skype. Then you'll get it. Because Microsoft has kicked off Skype's translator preview for Windows 8.1. And yes, you guessed it, it can automatically translate speech in real time. Unfortunately, the languages I just spoke to you are not yet supported. It's only English to Spanish right now, or vice versa. But the instant messaging feature can translate 45 languages right now. Downside is it's only available in Windows 8.1, and it's not exactly flawless, so it's, shall we say, still kind of beta. But it has improved quite a bit since its preview way back in May. So if you're looking to have a conversation getting lost in translation, try it out now. We all know that the big news, really, out of the last week and a half, really, has been Sony getting hacked and hacked and rehacked. Well, as Sony's misery grows, they're now lashing out at the media. It's warning every news agency to destroy any leaks that they receive or face some consequences from Sony. They're going to hold them directly responsible for any damages. A letter, which was sent out by one of Sony's bigwig lawyers, was sent to various outlets, including the New York Times, The Hollywood Reporter, and many, many other news agencies. Basically, the letter is a threatening letter. It quotes, "If you do not comply with this request, and if stolen information is used by you in any manner, Sony will have no choice but to hold you directly responsible for any damage or loss, including any loss of value of intellectual property or trade secrets." Now, Sony, I get where you're coming from. I know you don't want all your movies leaked. I know you don't want scripts stolen. I get that. But here's the problem. Because of your incompetence in the first place, it's already a news story. Say you're out, you've had a few drinks, you're like, I don't know if I should drive, officer. But you were so drunk, you didn't know if you could tell you were that drunk? Well, first off, no, you shouldn't be driving at all. Secondly, if you really want to know, there's going to be an app for that now. Yes, your cell phone's going to be able to tell you if you've had one too many. The state of Maryland has launched an app, which, by the way, is funded by the Federal National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and it's going to tell you your approximate blood alcohol content. So are you saying, well, how do it work? Do I just blow into my phone or something? No, you kind of have to put in this information, which I don't know if you're going to be able to do if you're that drunk. I don't know how much I weigh. But say you're a woman and you weigh 130 pounds, you've had a glass of wine. It's going to show you a 0.04 blood alcohol content, which is one drink below the limit. It's also going to test your reaction time with memory games and a simulator that makes you brake for pedestrians. So when the app determines that you're way too drunk to drive, it'll get you a number for a cab. Part of me feels like, you know, call me old-fashioned. This should just be like common sense, right? If I can't stand up straight, maybe I shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car. On the other hand, if it does help save lives, then I'm all for it. And finally, let's give Santa Claus a call today, see what kind of crap is on his mind.
Kyle!
Santa!
Kyle, I can't hear you very well. I'm on a train ride with the
Are
fella.
You going to be okay to do the crap for Christmas?
Yeah, I'll try my best.
All right.
I tell you, it's bracing.
Yeah.
Bracing this time of year. Basingstoke's lovely.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, it's not, but it's cold anyway.
Well, yeah. What, didn't you, like, have bundle up or something?
Yeah, I know. Well, let's put it this way. The sleigh's a bit of a convertible one.
Well, good point. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I might get one with a roof and a windscreen and a heater.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I just thought I'd ring you while I'm out with the fellas because I've got a fantastic, absolutely fantastic thing from Amazon.
What's that?
It's the crap for Christmas. That's not... When I'm out with the presents delivering them on Christmas Eve, The old nether regions can get a touch cold, I can tell you.
True, yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. Claus has knitted me loads and loads of socks to put on my willy, but nothing's ever worked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm using this. It's the Sportsman's Willy Warmer.
Ah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, my nuts feel like they're chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Uh-huh.
Jack Frost no longer nipping at my toes.
That's a good one,
oh,
Santa.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. It's one of those pouches you just snap and stick under your todger.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, it's
how much does it cost to keep your willy warm?
£5.49 from Amazon.
Any Amazon Prime there?
No Prime on it. Worse luck. But I bought three. I'll send you one.
Oh, great.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, gotta go. Five. Whoa.
Whoa.
Watch out, you bloody fool. Ryanair, a sonic menace.
Uh-huh. Be careful, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Bye!
Bye, Santa. God, I hope he doesn't crash that thing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the British Tech News Show. We'll see what kind of adventure Santa's on tomorrow. But until then, I hope you have a great Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.